Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The second baseman, Mario Diaz. Batting third. The left fielder, Jeff Conine. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kurt Abbott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Burkett. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, John Burkett. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Geronimo Pena. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Battle. Batting third. The right fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Mabry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tripp Cromer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Pignazzi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Watson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Alan Watson. And now, play ball. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Diaz hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Conine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Geronimo Pena is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pena hits a fly ball into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Battle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Battle hits a line drive beyond short. Abbott can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jordan hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Conine. Jordan reaches second base with a double. Battle moves to third. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lankford takes first base on ball four. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Diaz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pignazzi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Abbott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Trip Cromer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cromer strikes out. Two outs. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burkett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Marlins. John Burkett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burkett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burkett moves to second. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Conine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alan Watson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kyle Braun scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watson for the out. One out. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Alan Battle is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Battle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Battle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jordan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jordan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Battle moves to second. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lankford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lankford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Colbrun is 0-for-1 in the game. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mabry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trip Cromer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cromer is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Diaz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pignazzi is 0-1 in the game. Pignazzi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Konin. Pignazzi reaches second base with a double. Mabry moves to third. Alan Watson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Watson is 0-1 in the game. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Peña is 0-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. Konin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Abbott is 0-1 in the game. Abbott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Burkett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burkett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Burkett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alan Battle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Battle is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Battle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jordan is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lankford is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Diaz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carr is 0-2 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Diaz is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cromer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Konin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Konin is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Konin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pendleton is 0-2 in the game. Pendleton hits a line drive into left field. Battle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cooper is 0-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Diaz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mabry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mabry is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kyle Brunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mabry for the out. Two outs. Trip Cromer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cromer is 0-2 in the game. Cromer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignazzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pignazzi hits a fly ball into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of battle. Moorman reaches second base with a double. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0-for-2 in the game. Abbott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alex Arias pinch hits for John Burkett. Rich DeLucia now pitching. Jose Oquendo now playing shortstop. Alex Arias is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Arias hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Matthews now pitching. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oquendo hits a line drive into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Battle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Battle is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Battle takes first base on ball 4. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jordan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jordan hits a fly ball into right field. Moorman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Rene Arocha now pitching. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jordan. Carr reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Mario Diaz. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mabry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Carr moves to third. One out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carr scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pendleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Pendleton is hit by the pitch. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Colbrun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colbrun hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Pendleton moves to third. Russ Moorman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moorman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Brown now playing second base. Yorkis Perez now pitching. Ray Lankford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lankford hits a line drive into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mabry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mabry hits a fly ball into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darnell Coles pinch hits for Rene Arocha. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coles strikes out. There goes Cooper. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Randy Vera's now pitching. Tommy Gregg now playing right field. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pignazzi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Tom Hainke now pitching. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0 for 3 in the game. Abbott hits a line drive into left field. Battle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Quilvio Varas pinch runs for Charles Johnson. Tommy Gregg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Varas. The throw from Pignazzi and he is safe. Varas steals second. Tommy Gregg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gregg hits a fly ball into left field. Battle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Varas. The throw from Pignazzi and he is safe. Varas steals third. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carr is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carr takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Carr. The throw from Pignazzi and he is safe. Carr steals second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and Florida Marlins, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.